अभ्रमं भंगरहितं अजरं विमलं सदा आनंदतीर्थमतलं भजेतापत्रयापहं मिथ्या सिद्धांत दुद्वांत विध्वंसरक्षण जयतीर्थाकृतनिर्भासतां नो हृदं वरे अर्थिकल्पितकल्पोऽयं प्रत्यर्थिगतकेसरी व्यासतीर्थ गुरुर्भूयाद् अस्मदिष्टात् सिद्धये तपो विद्याविरक्त्यादि सद्गुणौघाकरानहं वादिराजगुरून् वन्दे हैग्रीवदाशयान् पूज्य राघवेन्द्राय सच्चिधर्मरताय च भजतां कल्पवृक्षाय नमतां कामधेनवे दुर्वादिध्वान्तरवे वैष्णवेन्द्रीवरेन्द्रवे श्रीराघवेन्द्रगुरुवे नमो चिन्तयाळवे आपादमणिपर्यन्तं गुरूणामाक्तिं स्मरेत् तेन विघ्नः प्रणश्यन्ति सिद्धिं च मनोरथाः हरिः ओं श्रीगुरुभ्यो नमः टुडे वी आर् डूयिङ्ग् दि इङ्ग्लिश् सेशन् फर् विष्णुसहस्रनाम सो बिफोर् यु स्टार्ट् वि डू द ऋषि देवताछन्दस्सु अस्य श्रीविष्णोर्दिव्यसहस्रनामस्तोत्रमहामन्त्रस्य श्रीवेदव्यासो भगवान् ऋषिः अनुष्टुप्छन्दः श्रीमहाविष्णुपरमात्मा श्रीमन्नारायणो देवता श्रीलक्ष्मीनारायणप्रसादसिद्ध्यर्थे च पे विनियोगः ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ विश्वस्मै नमः ॐ विश्वं विष्णुर्वषट्कारो भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभुः भूतकुद्भूतभृद्भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः भूतात्मा परमात्मा च मुक्तानां परमागतिः अव्ययपुरुषः साक्षी क्षेत्रज्ञोऽक्षर एव च योगो योगविदां नेता प्रधानपुरुषेश्वरः नारसिंहोऽपुश्रीमान् केशवपुरुषोत्तमः वी हेव् फिनिश्ड् द फस्ट् वर्स् सो इन् दट् वी हेव् डन् विश्वं विष्णुः वषट्कारः भूतभव्यभवत्प्रभु भूतकृत् भूतभृत् भावो भूतात्मा भूतभावनः सो द नैन् नेम्स् दिस् इस् द टेन्त् नेम् Bhutatma. So in that also we have done halfway, we have done the meanings for Bhutatma. It has two words in that, Bhuta and Atma. So Bhuta means various kinds of meanings are there. One we saw, what we saw was flawless, Nirdushta. Nirdushta means flawless. So with flawless, what are the flaws, what kind of flaws are possible and what flaws Paramatma doesn't have. So those meanings we went on seeing. And Atma means the soul, or Atma also means Deha, Atma also means Manas. So all those meanings are there. So he is, Paramatma is Nirdushta Atma means we saw the meanings like, you know, what are the doshas that can be there, and like Alpa Shakti Apurna, that kind of flaws. And then we saw about four kinds of destruction, and that Paramatma doesn't have any of that. So there, I wanted to recap a little bit on that. So the four kinds of destruction we thought about is like anityattvam, dehahani, dukkha praptihi, apurnata. So in descending order, like now, when we understand the kinds of destruction, anityattva, non-eternality is one kind of destruction. So the non-eternality is nothing but destructibility. So that is obviously a destruction, like, you know, Swarupanasha. So when Anityatva is there, that means it is not eternal. So the non-eternality is becomes evident when it gets destroyed. So whichever has the destructibility, that means Swarupanasha, that means it's the form, shape, or something is destroyed. You know, like it may not be like, you know, for example, a pot is there. A pot is destroyed, still the mud is there. So the mud part is not like it disappeared, completely vanished. When the pot got destroyed, its shape is gone, but still the inherent matter is still there. The mud is there. So because we see, like, you know, the like law of conservation of energy, the total mass of the matter in the form of mass and energy, the composition is like, you know, it's like remains constant. That means only transformation, jada, we say parinama rupa, that means the jada gets transformed. So all the jadas, they have destructibility, but here we are talking about chetanas. How can chetanas have destructibility? That will come in the next part. So this anityatvam is there for only jadapadarthas. For chetana jivas, swarupanasha is not there. So the first kind of nasha, which is anityatva, it is not there for all the jivas, for Lakshmi, for Paramana, Vayu, Uttama jivas, and Paramatma. Of course, Paramatma is Swatantra. So he's like a separate, so he's Swatantra. So he Chaturvidha Nasharahita. even other jivas, ordinary, like even a grass root jiva, even a virus in a bacteria, the jiva inside is nitya. So that anityatva rupa nasha, that means non-eternality, is not there for any jiva. So all jivas are eternal. Only jadapadarthas have this kind of a nasha, which is anityatva. The swarupa nasha is there. The form and shape destruction is there only for inert objects. And for ordinary, like the chetanas, even ordinary chetanas, they don't have the first kind of destruction. So that swarupa nasha is understandable destruction. Then the next is dehahani. So ordinary jivas, like all the samsara jivas, they have dehahani, the destructibility of the body. So that body is destroyed, so we can understand that dehani is kind of a destruction where the jiva does not get destroyed, but the body gets destroyed. So we can understand dehani as one kind of a destruction. And this destruction is not there for Lakshmi. Of course, Narayana Swatantra, we don't have to say, even Lakshmi does not have this kind of dehani because they never have deha. Mukta jivas also don't have this, but during amukta dasha they have dehahani. So at some point they have dehahani. That means the body destructibility of the body is there for all the jivas except Lakshmi and Narayana. Then, so that is the kind of destruction we can understand. Then the third one is dukkha prapti, that is the sorrow. Sorrow, that means even deha is there, deha is not yet destroyed. When the jeha is there, the body is there, the sorrow is there, the touch of the sorrow is there. Even for Ruju Yogis, though the Dukkha Pida is not there, Dukkha Prapti is there. Dukkha doesn't affect them. That Dukkha Sparsha is there, though Dukkha does not affect them. So that way, Dukkha Prapti is there for all of them, except Lakshmi and Narayana. They, Nitya Mukta, Lakshmi and Narayana, they don't have Dukkha at any point of time. Mukta Jivas don't have Dukkha now, during Moksha, but before Moksha, they had Dukkha Sparsha. So this also we can understand as destruction because something negative. So Dukkha Prapti is negative. So okay, Dukkha, the Sukhanasha is there. The Sukha is getting destroyed. So the destruction is understandable. Sukha is getting destroyed. So Dukkha Prapti is a third kind of Nasha. This Nasha is there for all the Jivas which are in Samsara. Only Lakshmi Narayana don't have Dukkha Prapti. Then the fourth one, Apurnata, is non-completeness, non-infiniteness. That is finiteness. Apurnata is finiteness. How can finiteness be a kind of destruction? So this is kind of destruction. The finiteness is there for Lakshmi also. Paramatma is alone who does not have Apurnata Rupanasha also. So Paramatma alone doesn't have all four kinds of Nasha, but how can Apurnata be a kind of, that is non-completeness. How can that be called a kind of a Nasha or destruction? And we understand that only jivas have, all the jivas including Lakshmi have apurnata. But how can apurnata be a nasha? So what is nasha? Nasha is a shortcoming. Anything that is negative is nasha, negativity. So the apurnata is one kind of a negativity, it's absence of infiniteness. So when there is a shortcoming, that means like even Lakshmi, hey, I am apurna, I am a swatantra, I am dependent upon Paramatma. So that Swatantra Rupa Bhavana is not there. The independent feeling is not there. Infinite feeling is not there. The feeling of finiteness is there. So this is a shortcoming. So anything that is negative is a kind of an Asha. Asha means what? Something that is negative. So the positivity is destroyed. Destruction means destruction of positivity. So in case of the negative thing, this position where the infiniteness is absent, and the completeness is absent. So finiteness is there is same as infiniteness is absent. Completeness is absent. So something that shortage. So this shortage is what is Nasha. Because Nasha is incomplete. Whatever is the shortcoming is Nasha. The shortcoming or the shortage is infiniteness absent. Completeness is absent. So it's incomplete. It's very finite. So that's why it is also considered as a Nasha. Because it is a negativity, it's a negative feeling. So that's why Paramatma alone does not have even this kind of a negativity. He's completely positive. That's why Shuddha Ananda Guru. So he's Shuddha means he's completely pure. He's complete in Purna, Purna Mida Purna. So when he says Purna Mada Purna Mida Purna Purna Mada Chete, there his Purna means complete. That's apurnatva is a shortcoming. That shortcoming is a kind of an asha because it is a shortcoming. It's a negativity. Absence of positivity is destroyed there. Destroyed means it's not that it's coming and it's going. So destruction is of two kinds. One is it comes and then it gets destroyed. That's one kind of a destruction. The other kind of a destruction is prevented. The apurnata is a preventive type of destruction. It is not a something that means is not that we had a purnatva or Lakshmi had a purnatva, then the purnatva went away. It's not like that. But the apurnata is purnatva is prevented. The completeness and infiniteness never came. It is prevented from coming. That's why it's a negativity, because the destruction here is in the form of preventing the positive thing coming. So removing the positivity is one kind of a destruction. Preventing the positivity is another kind of destruction. So this fourth one is the second kind of destruction, where the positivity is prevented from coming to any of this, Lakshmi or all the jivas, ordinary jivas we can understand. And even in case of Lakshmi, the purnatva is prevented for Lakshmi. So that means Lakshmi is also having this apurnata rupa nasha. So that's why Paramatma alone is completely putatma. In its full sense, he is putatma. So I want to recap that one. And we saw that all the other things like Nidushta, they have flawless body, flawless mind, all this. And today we'll cover the second set of meanings, which is pavitra. So that is sacred. So the Lord is pavitra, sacred atma. So here karmadharaya samasa, that means it is not anya vastu pradhana. Lord himself is atma. So he is puta atma. So he is putaha atma. He is pavitra atma. That's why he is putatma means is not anya vastu pradhana. It's if we canonize a putavada atma, pavitravada atma. So that's karmadharaya. That means it's not anya vastu pradhana. He himself is atma. That's why it's kind of a karmadharaya samasa. The structure is putaha atma. So that's why he's putaha atma, putatma. That is the vigraha vakya. That's why it is kind of a karmadharaya. And in bahurihi, if we take atma as deha, is puta atma yasya pavitraha atma dehaha yasya saha. So putaha means pavitraha, atma means dehaha yasya saha. One who has the body, that is all sacred. Because Paramatma, of course, in case of Paramatma, he and his body are not different. But still grammatically, in a grammatical structure, one who has the puta, pavitra body, all sacred body, that is Paramatma, the body that is non-different from him. Of course, that's implied, non-different from him. But still, the grammatical structure is in the form of a bahurihi, anya vastu pradhana. You can say he is same as his atma, body and he are same. So how can it be anya vastu pradhana? Means grammatically it is anya vastu pradhana. Because yasya saha it came, so grammatically is anya vastu pradhana. He is non-different from his body. So he is putatma. And then same way we can say atma means manas. So puta atma yasisaha. So pavitra manas. So sacred manas. One who has the sacred mind. So putaha atma manas yasisaha putatma. So this is also a bahurihi structure. So of course Lord is non-different from his manas. But still grammatically it is bahurihi. So he is putatma. So this here is pavitra deha, pavitra atma, pavitra manas, bahurihi form or karmadharaya form. When we talk about the Lord, we have to think, he is a sacred, but we talk about Lord's, Paramatma's, in Hiranyakashipu Vadha, he comes, he has a nails. And we talk about God's hair. So the romas, that is hair and the nails, all these, what does it mean by they are pavitra? How can the nails and hair, all these kind of things, how can they be pavitra? Means, yes, they are pavitra. Because in case of Paramatma, his hair, our nails are not like our hair and nails. We, you know, when we talk about hair and nails, we think our own hair and nails, we compare with that. It is not. His hair and nails, they are jnana ananda atmaka. That means even the hair, even the nail is a personification of knowledge and bliss. It is made like, you know, it's not like a prakriti, prakruta. Because anything that is prakritika will get destroyed. So like, you know, we talk about like, you know, there is Ubhashita, Nitanta Ramaniyani Vastuni Karunojitaha Kala Samharate Nityam Abhavadiva Chakshushaha. So like the time destroys everything that is beautiful, because the time has that inherent property that like, you know, things will slow, like it doesn't matter in, you know, a beautiful building or a beautiful structure or a beautiful scenery, beautiful whatever, the whole prapancha, this jagat, it doesn't matter how many beautiful things are within this, the jagat itself is beautiful, it doesn't matter, all this will, pralayakala will go away. That means anything that is made of matter has the destructible nature. So, but Paramatma's thing, they are all non-matter. That's why they are jnanananda atmaka. That means personification of knowledge and bliss. That's why they are still bhuta, pavitra. They are not made of matter. So that's, you know, like that nitanta ramaniyani vastuni karunojitha means, no matter how beautiful the objects are, karuna ujjitaha, as if the time is so cruel, it destroys all the beautiful things as if it is blind. So, abhavad iva chakshusha, chakshu means eyes, as if it cannot see, it destroys. This is a poetic way of saying it, not a philosophical statement. So, basically, it explains that physical objects have the destructibility. So, that's what it's saying. And then, another thing is like, you know, puta atma is like, you know, pavitra atma, that is, jivatmas, they also become putaatma. Putaatmas means niddushta. Niddushta means not completely flawless like in case of Paramatma. But the samsara dosha is there. The samsara dosha is removed when the jivas go for moksha, liberation. So Paramatma takes the jivas to liberation. So he makes them as putaatma. So that means, jivanam putaha niddushtaha atmaha swarupadehaha yasmatsaha. That means the Paramatma makes the flawless aspect of the jiva come out. That means the swarupa deha, swarupa ananda avirbhava we call in moksha. So that swarupa ananda avirbhava, that means the manifestation of the bliss, the inherent knowledge and bliss that is there in the jiva, the Lord makes them manifest, makes them come out by removing all the layers of sthula deha, aniruddha deha, linga deha. He removes all the layers and the swarupa deha enjoys its own inherent bliss. That is what the grace of the Paramatma, through him it happens. So one who makes these things happen for all the eligible jivas, that's why he's called putatma. So here, yasmat saha, instead of, you know, like in Bahurihi Samasa, by whom, because of whom, all the jivas become puta, all the eligible jivas become putatmas. That is why he is putatma. So this is another kind of vigraha vakya. And this thing we can apply for all the jivas in a one go, or we can apply one by one. Like for Chaturmukha Brahma, he makes the Niddushta Atma Swarupa to manifest. In case of Lakshmi, we can say it in a different way slightly, because Lakshmi never has a physical body. Even for Lakshmi, she is Nitya Muktalu, but Nitya Mukta Lakshmi's Ananda Avirbhava, that means the eternally, the Nitya Mukta Lakshmi's Ananda Avirbhava, it is also happening because of the Paramatma. He makes it manifest at all times, in all the, like, you know, eternally, from beginningless time to endless time, that is getting manifested because of Paramatma. So he is also putatma in case of all the each and every jiva. Like, you know, you can go for, you know, like, you know, Sesha, Garuda, Chaturmukha Brahma, Indra, Kama, for all of them, each one of them, they become putatma because of Paramatma. So that's why he is putatma. So and also, okay, in moksha he makes them putatma, that's one thing. Vayudeva should take, he has not yet gone for moksha, he is going to become a Bhavya Brahma. But even when he is Vayudeva Padavi, so though Vayudeva did not go for moksha, even during samsara, he has, like, you know, the Rujuyogis, they have what is called bhoga, punya. So they don't have dukkha bhagitva. So the sukha prarabdha only, dukkha prarabdha is not there. So this sukha prarabdha, he makes them happen. That is, makes them nirdushta. That means the dukkha rupa dosha, the flaw of sorrow is removed for Rujuyogis like Vayudeva by Paramatma. That's why it's putatma. Puta means flawless. Flawless means the flaw of dukkha. The flaw of dukkha is removed. So for Vayudeva and other Rujuyogis, that's why he is putatma. That means one who makes the Vayudeva get rid of the flaw of sorrow. That's why Paramatma is also called putatma. And another thing is, putatma, if you say, so one who is reciting in putatma, puta means, instead of applying it to Paramatma, for good eligible jivas, they are all putatma. Putatma means what? Puta nirdushtaha pavitra atma. So putanam atma manaha yasmin saha. If we take a bahurihi, putanam atma, that means all the good jivas who are all puta, pavitra, that means very sacred jivas, that means good jivas, good natured jivas. So puta atma manaha yasmin saha, that means the mind of the good jivas, in that Paramatma is, so is two way we can say, one who resides in the minds of all the good people, or all the good people whose mind resides in Paramatma. So two ways, the minds of the good people, they reside in Paramatma, they go towards Paramatma, and Paramatma resides in the good minds of all the good people. So in both ways it is putatma. So that means vigraha vakya, putanam atma manaha yasmin saha, or putanam atmaha manaha tasmin yaha saha putatma. So one who is in the minds of all the good people, or the minds of the good people which reside in whom, that Paramatma. So it's two ways of looking at it. So that way is also his putatma. So that's like this. This is saying, sadhu nam hrudayam tu aham. So hare antyant. So that's why Paramatma, he is present in the hrudaya of the sadhu, good people. That's why he is called putatma. And then I think I'll stop here so that people can have any scope if they have any questions to ask. So I'm pausing my English session here. Sri Krishna Arpanamastu, Kayana Vacha, Manasendirva, Buddhyatmanava, Anusasvaham, Karomidya, Sakalam Parasmi, Narayana Sapyami. Any questions, I can feel free to ask.
Guruvare, Namaskara. This is you said there are four kinds of hani, right? Dukkha, prapti, apurnata. The first two were what?
Because I told in previous night, I went fast. Anityatvam, deha hani. Dukkha, prapti, apurnata. Okay. Anityatvam. So nityatvam is eternality. Anityatvam is absence of eternality, which is nothing but non-eternality means destructibility. So that is one. Dehahani is the having a body that has that destructibility. That means if we take jivas, they have first kind of nasha is not there for them.
Not only for jada.
The second kind is there.
Got it. So this samasa that you were talking about, right? This karmadaraya, bahuvrihi, there is tatpurusha and all, right? So how do you know when you look at a word that it is actually a karmadaraya or bahuvrihi or, tatpurusha like that? How do you know?
Because they have for example, first you should know the meaning of, see, before you fall, it's like a mutually dependent. Before you form the Vigraha Vakya, from Vigraha Vakya, Vigraha Vakya is basically expansion of the word. So to expand the word, you should know the meaning of the word. So once you have some idea about the meaning, you bring a kind of a shape to your idea. by preparing a vigrahavakya. Once you form the vigrahavakya, then you can categorize what kind of samasa it is. So it is like, you know, you don't, okay, let me just make a vigrahavakya this way. That's not how it is. So first you have in your concept a meaning, then to bring out that meaning, you build a vigrahavakya, and from the look of the vigrahavakya, you decide what kind of samasa it is.
Got it. So you explained earlier that Utatma can be both Bahuvrihi and Karmadaraya.
Yeah.
And you gave instances of how it is Karmadaraya and how it is Bahuvrihi, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So in Bahuvrihi also, you mentioned two different kinds. One was Puta Atma Yasya Saha, whose mind itself is pure. That is, he is Sumanas. That is, yeah. His own mind, as if he is having a mind separate from himself, is considered Vishesha, right?
Yeah.
So that is pure. That is one way. The other one you said is Putanam Atma Yasmin Saha or Tasmin Yaha.
Yeah.
So you brought two different shades even within Bahuvrihi.
Yes.
It is really beautiful. Okay.
Yeah, because Bahuvrihi actually, Bahuvrihi multiple types are there, not just one kind. Bahuvrihi actually, like I can go on another day, Bahuvrihi is what is called Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi Samanadhikarana Bahuvrihi. Vyadhikarana Bahuvrihi means the Adhikarana, the location, that means wherever you are talking about that location, that means both are prathama prathama vibhakti, that is samanadhikarana. Vyadhikarana means one is not prathama vibhakti, one is like dvitiya, like, you know, two words are there, like Bahuvrihi form two or more words. We take a simple example of two words. So here pitambaraha is there. Pitambaraha means one who is wearing a pita ambara. Pita is that, you know, yellow colored, ambara is cloth.
Correct.
So pitam ambaram yasya saha. Here,
correct.
Pitam and Ambaram, both are in Prathama Vibhakti, same Vibhakti. Then it is called Samanadhikarana Bahuvrihi.
Okay.
So, for example, suppose Chakrapanihi, Chakram Panau Yasya Saha. One in whose hand, it's not Chakram Panihi Yasya Saha, it's Chakram Panau Yasya Saha. So, one in whose hand chakra is. So here chakram and pani, they are in two different vibhaktis. Chakram is in prathama vibhakti, panav in the hand of whom. So panav is in saptami vibhakti. So they are in two different vibhaktis. So it is called vyadhikarana bahuvrihi.